Today's Shir's Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the bottom line. We've been learning in our Shurim the concept of Prozbul. And the Gemara wants to know my Prozbul. The Prozbul is the way Hillel instituted that if somebody doesn't want that his loan should be canceled in the Shemitah year, he writes a Prozbul. And the Gemara wants to know what does the word Prozbul mean? My Prozbul. Amr Chizda. Pros Labuli. It's something which is a gift. It's something that's for the benefit of the wealthy people. Ubuti. And it's something for the benefit of the poor people. Because the wealthy people will now be comfortable in lending money, knowing that Shemitah will not be cancel their loans, and the poor people are satisfied to be able to have a prozbul because otherwise nobody's ever going to want to lend them money. And the Gemara explains, Buli Ela Ashurim. Buli refers to the wealthy people, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'shavarti Eskoin Uschem, Pasuk in Parshas, V'chukoisai, V'tani Rav Yosef, Ela Beloi Sheb Yehuda. These refer to the wealthy people in Yehuda that rely so heavily on their wealth. The Pasuk says that they will lose their wealth. Buti Elu Hanim refers to the Nim, the Ksiv Havet of Etenu, that if somebody doesn't want to give him, want to give a poor person a gift, he should lend the money. And Buti Havet Etenu refers to that. So if Shaitim asks, why did Hillel make a rule that they have to give a prozbul? Why didn't Hillel just institute that the halacha is that if somebody lends money and he says up front, am nashloi tishmiteni shvius, if he says up front that shmitah should not be effective on the loan, the stipulation is considered a valid stipulation. So why was it necessary to make a prozbul? Why couldn't have just instituted that everybody should make that type of stipulation? So the chinuch says that a simple teretz. The Chazal were concerned that perhaps somebody's going to forget to make that stipulation. The Chinuch gives another answer. If every loan is going to carry with it a stipulation, am nashloi tishmiteni shvius, so that means Shemitah, the whole concept of Shemitah, will have been forgotten by Klal Yisrael. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to have, we don't want to have a situation where the entire concept of Shemitah should be forgotten. So by having a prozbul, we accomplish that Shemitah is still here. But even though we accomplish that Shemitah is still here, at least people will not have forgotten Shemitah. The Bechor Shara says that if the loiva doesn't want to make this condition, and the malva at that point won't want to lend money. Now the Mashal Tashmiteni Shviyas obviously requires that the loiva should agree. Hillel wanted to institute a takana that didn't require the loiva's consent. The Chasam Sofer in Shas Tshuvas Chosh Mishpat Siman Kuf Yud Gimel gives a different explanation. He says, if somebody says Am Nashloi Tishmiteni Shviyas, what he's essentially saying is that it's not a way that he's not going to be over the lav of Hishamah Penyel Lembavcha Dovah Belial. He is violating what the Torah says that you should not withhold from lending money because of the Shemitah. Prozbul, when you lend the money without making any stipulation, you haven't done so. The interesting question that the Tumim discuss is when we speak about the mitzvah Shemitah Sofim, he says that actually it would be appropriate for everybody to keep Shemitah Sofim. And he gives a number of reasons. One reason is that we know the Chazal teach us that one of the reasons Klal Yisrael went into Golus is because they didn't keep Shemitah. And another important point of Shemitah is that a person is announcing by keeping Shemitah that he recognizes that everything that he has is really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person also by keeping the mitzvah Shemitah realizes that nothing is here forever. We're not here forever. Our money is not here forever. And in fact, he continues, Mitzvah zu, the mitzvah Shemitah's ksofim, Garmel Yisrael, cause for Klal Yisrael, Shloi Nishku Yois Medai Be'esek Ma'asomatim. They don't get too involved in busy because they realize that even if I have money, when Shemitah comes, I have to give up my business. When Shemitah comes, all my loans are canceled. And he says, Kishahay Avaseinu, in the times of our forefathers, they weren't people that were running after riches. They were simple shepherds. Then when you live as a shepherd, he goes on to explain, you live in a world where you're very much dependent on the weather, you're dependent on the health of the animals, and because somebody lives that type of life, he doesn't get involved too much in Gashmias, and he also remains constantly relying on the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and relying that everything comes from Hashem. And therefore he says, even though our Gemara teaches us that Hillel instituted a prosbul, and of course a prosbul is a very legitimate approach in halacha as we learned and will continue learning, it doesn't still change, he says, that a person should at least recognize the halacha of Shemitah, and maybe not just recognize the halacha of Shviyas, maybe even follow the halacha of Shviyas, because it's so important to what it represents as part of our philosophy. Amalei Rava Laluza. Rava said to the person, to the loser, was an individual who was a big expert in languages. So he asked them, tell me, what does Shemitah mean? What does Prosbul mean? Amalei Prosa de Milsa. It's from the word of Hatakona, that the Chazal instituted a Takona that we should be able to avoid the problem of Shemitah's Ksofen. Amar of Yehuda Mishmul. Yisoymim ain't Tzrichim Prosbul. Yisoymim don't need a Prosbul. V'chein Tani Rami Bachama. Yisoymim ain't Tzrichim Prosbul. Yisoymim don't need to have a Prosbul. The Gamaliel Ubeis Dinoi. The Gamaliel and his Bevdin are Avian Shal Yisoymim, are Avim of Yisoymim. So the Rishonim discuss exactly when the Gemara over here says that Yisoymim don't have to have a Prosbul, who is referred to. And there are many different possibilities. So I saw that the Rishonim seem all to agree that if a Yosem inherited a loan from his father, that his father passed away and somebody owed his father money, and Shemitah comes, so everybody will agree to the concept that we just learned, that Bezdin Avim Shei Yosemim, and that the Halacha is that they don't have, that Shemitah will not cancel that loan. And the way I sort of was showing him explain that, because as we've been learning, at least certainly according to Rashi, the way a prosbul works is that the prosbul turns over the obligation to the parent, to the father, to the Bezdin, Moisesh Teroyso of the Bezdin, as we've been discussing. And the Gemara is teaching us that the Bezdin are Avim Shel Yosemim, or Gamaliel is the Avim Shel Yosemim. So the Bezdin already are in charge of that loan. And therefore, since the Bezdin are in charge of that loan, the halacha is that Shemitah will not affect that loan, because it's like you've accomplished the same thing a Prosbul accomplishes. But then there are a number of other situations that could be spoken about when we speak about Yosemim. We could speak about Yosemim that inherited a loan from their father, but the Yosemim, when they inherited that loan from the father, were already gedolim, were already adults. So when we say Bezdin Avim Shel Yosemim, what does that mean? Does it mean only for Yosemim who are ktanim, or does it also include Yosemim who are gedolim? The next question that comes up is what's going to be when we speak about Yosemim, and we speak about Yosemim who didn't just inherit a loan from the father, but the loan that we're speaking about in our shir is actually money that they themselves lent through an apotropis. Again, and here too the question comes up, when we speak about their own loan, So certainly, it seems that all Rishonim are in agreement that if the Yesaimim are adults and they lent money, there is no question that they are subject to Hilchos Shemitah. Why should they be different than anyone else? Yes, it's unfortunate that they lost their parents, but they're adults and they're doing their own business. In such a situation, it seems that everybody's in agreement that they will be subject to Hilchos Shemitah's Ksafin. The question is, if you have Yesaimim, who are minors, who have their own assets, and Bezdin appointed apotropis, what will be the halacha regarding those loans? Do we say, since the apotropis, these administrators, are the ones that take care of the loans, so part of what the administrators must take care of is that they have to make a prosbul for them? Or do we say, since at the end of the day, these individuals are ketanim, they're young people, Bezdin takes care of them, and they don't need to have a prosbul. But again, the one case for sure, if Yesaimim inherited a chayiv somebody owed the money to the father, the halacha is that the Bezdin is avim shel Yesaimim, and the Marashdam takes a step further. He says that the mitzvah of Shemitah is a mitzvah that applies to Gedolim. But if these individuals are still only Ketanim, so they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Shemitah. And since they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Shemitah, that's why they don't need to have a prosbul. Tanan Hasam, continues the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, teaches us, Ein kaisa prosbul el al karka. We only write prosbul if the loiva has real estate. If he doesn't have real estate, we wouldn't write a prosbul. And there's here too, there's a machlokes Rishonim. Why? Because Rashi explains, because Chazal only instituted Shemitah's Ksafim only by something which is a usual situation. People normally don't lend other people money unless they have real estate, because they know if they have real estate that they could put up for collateral, then they'll lend them money. If not, they wouldn't lend them money. And therefore, Chazal only instituted Shemitah in regarding an individual who has real estate. The Rash gives a different explanation. He says that what does the prosbul accomplish? What the prosbul accomplishes is that as if the loan was already collected by Bezdin. Explains the Rash, just like a prosbul accomplishes that it's as if the loan was already collected by Bezdin. If somebody owes me money and he has real estate, so it's as good as if I already, it's as considered the halacha as if I already got my money back. Because it's easy for me to get my money back, I could just take the real estate. And therefore, if the loiva has real estate, the halacha is that you could write a prosbul. But if I don't have that situation, that the loiva has real estate, so then collecting the loan is really, what it really means is collecting something during the Shemitah year, and that's why it's inappropriate. Says the Ran, what's going to be the nafgamina between the Rashi's Pshat and Rashi's Pshat? According to Rashi, that the point of the karka is that it should be milsa de shchicha. He says, when do you have to have the piece of property? According to Rashi, says the Ran, in order that it should be considered a valid prosbul, and we're saying that in order for it to be considered a valid prosbul, the loiva has that property. According to Rashi, it has to be in a case where the loiva has the property at the time of the loan. Why? So he explains, because Rashi says it depends on what is common. So common is that I will only lend money to a loiva who has property. When do I make that determination? At the time of the loan. But according to the Rash, that the pshat of property means it's as if I have collected the loan. So as long as the loiva has property before the Shemitah year begins, or really goes back to a much more fundamental question, it's when does Shemitah cancel loans? Also Machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim say at the end of the Shemitah year, some say at the beginning of the Shemitah year. But whatever we'll say regarding that Machlokes, says the Ran, According to the Rash, as long as the loiva has property before the loan is due, that's going to be good enough. Says the Rash Sirloi. We're going to learn now that this halacha is even in a case where the loiva has a very small amount of property. So the question is, if the loiva has a very small amount of property, it's not equivalent to the loan. And particularly according to Rashi's pshat, why, or even the Rashi's pshat, why would that be good? Why would that be acceptable? So the Rash Sirloi explains, there's a concept that we often discuss in Shas, a kinyan agav. The definition of a kinyan agav is the metatlin could be bought, sold, agav the karka. So even though normally metatlin themselves are not part of a loan, it's not shriach, you can't collect from metatlin mishubadim, but once there's karka involved, agav the karka, the metatlin come along as well. And therefore, according to Rash Sirloi, it doesn't make a difference to us if the loiva, how much karka the loiva has. The Nachash Moshe has a very interesting pshat. He says, why does Rashi say because it's shchiach or not shchiach? He says that if we think about it, this, and we spoke about this at the beginning of our shiur today, he says the entire concept of prosbul is really contrary to what the Torah wanted. The Torah wanted that Shemitah should cancel the loan, and now Prosbul is going contrary to what the Torah said. And therefore, because of that, they wanted a limit when we're going to apply the concept of Prosbul. And how did they do so? By saying that Prosbul is only going to be valid when somebody has property. So again, says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah Masechta Shemitah, Shvi'is, Ein Kaisim Prosbul El Al Karka. Vim Ein Loi, if the loiva doesn't have any karka, B'zakei B'toch Sadeu Kalshu, the loiva, the malva gives the loiva some property in his from his assets, the Kama, and says the Gemara, how much property is necessary? Says the Gemara, Kalshu. Amr Chia, Barashi Amr Rav, Afilu Krach Shel Kruv. Even the amount that it takes to plant a stalk of cabbage is enough. So the first question is, why? If the loan is a very serious amount of money, and it's certainly worth more than the piece of property, the small piece of property I gave him, that the malva gave the loiva, why should that be acceptable? So the Rishonim give two explanations. One explanation is even if the loiva has just a small piece of property, that small piece of property could perhaps eventually be the way to pay up the entire loan. Because the Rishonim explained, what would happen if the loiva had to give up that piece of property to pay off his loan? But of course, as I just said, it didn't pay off the entire loan. So whatever paid off, it paid off. Then the loiva goes and buys that piece of property back. By buying that piece of property back, he still has that existing obligation to pay his loan. So again, the malva will take back the piece of property that he just bought. And so too will this continue, explains the Rashi, indefinitely. And by this continuing indefinitely, even just the smallest piece of property can end up being enough to pay off your entire loan. That's one pshat. Another pshat is because property, the Gemara says, karka ein lemainah. We're going to learn Mitzashem, Masechta Matzia. The Gemara Masechta Matzia discusses that the halacha is that if somebody overcharges or undercharges for an object certain amounts, certainly more than a sixth, the entire transaction is null and void. But that halacha is only applicable by something that has a firm price. Real estate, the Gemara identifies, is not something that has a firm price. So even the smallest amount of karka, says the Gemara, can be equivalent to what I owe. It could be equivalent to that. And that's why even the smallest piece of property is enough. So of course the question that comes up is that the malva, by giving the loiva this piece of property, he's not doing him any favor. Because if the loiva didn't have any property, Shemitah, Shvius would cancel the loan. By him now getting this piece of property, it gives the malva the ability to be able to cancel the loan with a prosbul. So why the loiv is not interested and not willing to accept that? Why is the halacha that this is acceptable? So the Rishonim give two explanations. One is it is for the favor of the loiv. Because if we're not going to be able to have this type of a situation where there's a prosbul and when the malva gives the loiv something, then no, some piece of property, so there should be able to be a prosbul. What's going to happen is that the loiva, nobody's ever going to want to lend money because they're going to know that this loiva doesn't own any real estate. Without real estate, I can't write a prosbul. And if I can't write a prosbul without real estate, nobody's going to ever want to lend money. So we're actually doing the loiva a very big favor by giving him property, that he should be able to continue having the opportunity to borrow money. That's one pshat. Another pshat that many Rishonim suggest is that the reason it's effective is because Shemitah Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. And since Shemitah Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon, so even though maybe we can make an argument you're not doing the loiva any favor with this, and therefore you can't apply the concept of Zochel Adam Shelo Bifanav, and it shouldn't be effective, but because it's only Shemitah, it's only with Rabbanon, we could be more lenient. But I did see that the Ran suggests that let's say the loiva, realizing what's happening here by the malva giving him a piece of property, and the loiva protests and says, I don't want the piece of property. By me getting this piece of property, you'll be able to write a prosbul and the loan won't get canceled. If the loiva expressly says that, then the malva can't force him to take the property and the prosbul indeed will not be effective. Amar Rav Yehuda. Even if the malva lent to the loiva a piece of property where he could put his oven, that's already considered as if the loiva has a piece of property. Any, says the Gemara, is that true? Doesn't the Brisa say, Vatani Hillel, and Kaisim Prosbul, El Al Atzot Nok Bilvad? If there's a flower pot that has a hole, which whenever we speak about this type of flower pot, it's considered as if it's connected to the ground, so then it's considered as if the loiva has a piece of property. Vatani Hillel, and Kaisim Prosbul, El Al Atzot Nok Bilvad. So we see, Nokavin, only because this flower pot has a hole, it's considered connected to the ground. Shana Nakav Loi. But if it doesn't have a hole, it's not considered like you have earth, you have ground. But my, Vikim Akoimai, don't you have the space, the ability to have the space on which the flower pot is on the earth? And it says, that the flower pot is not directly on the ground, it's on the pegs. That are on the ground. So of course the Chasam Sofer asks a question. So you have the place of the pegs. So since you have the place of the pegs, asks the Chasam Sofer, so then it should be no different than the person who has the place of the Taner Karayim. Here this person has the place of the pegs on which the flower pot is sitting. So he says you can't compare an oven that's on the ground. An oven that's on the ground, you need the ground. You can't have an oven without having it firm on the earth. The flower pot does not need the sticks on which it stands to survive. And therefore, they're not considered as if you have property in the earth. Says the Gemara of Ashi, Maknele Gidma the Dikla. Rav Ashi, when he was a malva, and he had a loiva, and there was a loiva who didn't have any property, would give him a piece of the stalk of the date tree, the Kosolai Prosbul, and based on that, would write a Prosbul. Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, says the Gemara, Masri Malai Lahadadi, says the Gemara, that they would do a Prosbul without actually writing a Prosbul, but they would tell Bezdin that we want to give this over, and it would be satisfactory. There's a Machlokes Rishonim regarding this halacha. Is this halacha only applicable by Talmid Chachamim? That is the opinion of the Rambam. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat, Simon, Samach Zayin, Sebeis. The Rosh says that this is not limited to Talmid Chachamim. What the Gemara is teaching us is that you don't necessarily have to go through the writing of the document. Just telling Bezdin is adequate, and that is the opinion that the Ramah quotes in the name of the Yosh Omrim. Rabbi Yochanan Masamil Archiya Ba'aba. Rabbi Yonasan gave over the Nusach of the Prozbot to Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba. Amalei Tzrichna made the Mechrina, and then he asked him, do I need to do anything else? So he says, you don't have to do anything else. But Tzrichna, you get instructing me as a member of the Besdin is adequate. But Al Gemara just taught us that one person could give over property to somebody else, that give over property to somebody else, and like that he'll be able to write a prosbul. There's a very interesting discussion where the Shaul Tshuvas Pnei Maven, Yerudea Simon Reish Chof, discusses that if a father doesn't have the five shkolim with which to do the pinyan aben, can the kohen lend the father the five shkolim? Because what's going to happen is that the father is going to give the heishkolim to the kohen, but it's really not his money. The sharm tzon balocha, so the pnei maven is machmer. The sharm tzon balocha says that it's perfectly fine, and he brings a raya from mechiras chametz. By mechiras chametz, when we do the kinyan, where we sell the chametz to the akum, what happens if the akum doesn't have any money to pay for the chametz? So the rav gives him money. So the rav's giving him money that he's going to get right back. Yet the halacha says the marsham, it's an acceptable way of doing mechiras chametz. And the Marash Engel says the source that this is the halacha is Al Gemara, where the Malva doesn't want that Shemitah should affect his loan, that the loan that the Loiva owes him. So we're learning in our Gemara that the Malva could give the Loiva property. So here too, in all these cases as well, the person could give money and it will be acceptable. Tarabonim, Ein Loi Karka. If the Loiva doesn't have any real estate, Ul Orav Yesh Loi Karka. The guarantor to this loan has property. Says the Gemara, it's adequate to Kaisim La Prisbo. Loi Ul Orav Ein Lam Karka. Neither the loiva nor the oruv have karka. However, l'chayv loy, somebody who owes money to the loiva has karka. That's enough, says the Gemara. Kaisim la prosbol. It's enough of a reason to write a prosbol. Midrab Nosson, why? The loiva doesn't have property, and we're learning in our shiur that the loiva has to have real estate in order to write a prosbol. Says the Gemara, it's based on the famous limud of Rab Nosson. The Tanya Rab Nosson Aimer, if I owe you money, and you owe somebody else money, we give it directly to the last person. Tamloimer v'nosan al asha eshaloi. Do you give it to the last person, to that person? So here too, the fact that somebody owes the loiva money and that person has karka, it's adequate. There is a machlokes. The Gemara spoke about the Orev having property. What will be the halacha if the Orev doesn't have property, but there's somebody who owes the Orev money and that person has property? We just said if there's somebody who owes the loiva money and he has property, it's enough. Will the same halacha be if somebody owes the Orev money? Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah Masech Shviyos also teaches, Hashviyos Mishamatis Esel Malva, the Shemitah has the ability to cancel the loan, Bein Bishtar, Bein Shlei Bishtar, whether it's a loan that's written in a document, whether or not. Rav Shmuel of Tavayu, but Rav and Shmuel both have the opinion, Bishtar, Sheyesh Bein Chayes Echassim. He says that the Bishtar that we're talking about is a Bishtar that has on it a lien, that all of the real estate of the loiva is obligated to the loan. Shlei Bishtar, what is the definition of Shlei Bishtar? She'ein by Chreas Nechasim, that there is no lien on the real estate. That's where Shviyas Mishmat is. And Koshkein, that the Shmiyat is Mishamat Milva Peh. Could that, just a loan that isn't at all, there it's not, it's a very weak loan and so in the first place, and certainly Shemitah cancels it out. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Melok Shtam Tavayu Bishtar, the definition of a shtar that Shemitah cancels, is a shtar she'en by Chreis Nechosim, that there is no mortgage on my assets. Shloi b'shtar is a milva b'peh. But, they say, Av b'shtar sheyesh b'chrayis nechosim. If the obligation is in a shtar that has in it a lien on my property, en mishamet. Because since all of the loiva's property is mortgaged to the malva, so it's already, the halacha considers it as if the loan is already in the, as if the malva collected the loan. Shemitah is only going to apply to loans that weren't collected. This is considered as if it was collected already. And says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosai, Rabbi Yochanan of Shem Elokish, there's a brayso that supports this halacha, Shtar Choy Meshamet, if there's a loan recorded in a document, Shemitah cancel it, V'miyesh by Chayis Nechosim, but if it's such a strong obligation that there's a Chayis Nechosim, then Ein Meshamet, it doesn't cancel it. Tanya Idach, another brayso that supports the opinion of Yochanan and Shlokish, similar said the Echas Ba'alvosai. If the loiva identified a specific piece of property from which he's going to collect the loan, Ein Meshamet, then the loan is not cancelled because it's considered as if the malva already collected the loan. Furthermore, if the loiva mortgaged, put a lien on all of his assets, here too, it's considered as if the malva already collected the loan, and therefore Ein Meshamet. Says the Gemara, Krivi de Ravasi, the relative of Ravasi, Havalei who star up, had a document that a loiva owed him money, Davik Sibay, and in that document, the way the document was written, there was a Chrayis Nechosim, that the loiva mortgaged all of his properties to pay off this loan. Also Kamei de Ravasi, he came with a question to Ravashi, Omalei, Meshamet or any Meshamet, what will be the status of this loan when it comes to Shemitah? Amalei, any Meshamet. It won't be cancelled. Shaf gave us the comment to Rabbi Yochanan, but when he came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said Meshamet, it would be cancelled. Says the Gemara. So Ravasi comes and approaches Rabbi Yochanan, and Amalei, and he asked him, Meshamet on the Meshamet, will such a loan be cancelled by Shemitah? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan, consistent with what he just said Meshamet, that it would be cancelled. So Rav Asi asked him, for Marhu the Amar, didn't you teach us that if the loan is connected to a Chrayis Nechosim, or has a document that's connected to a Chrayis Nechosim, Ein Meshamet? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, V'chim Mepnesh Onam Medamim, because we think that this is the correct halacha. That's what we think. But we never heard it explicitly from our Rabbeim that this is the halacha, Nasa Maisa. We can't just, even though we have a great svara, it's not enough for us to do halacha l'maisa unless we heard from our Rabbeim that this is what should be done. Amalei, Rav Asi asks Rabbi Yochanan, but we've just learned V'tanya kavasei demar. We learned prices that support it. So it's not something that just you originated. Amalei, Delmaihi Beishamai. Maybe that those brises reflect the opinion of Beishamai. Beishamai's opinion in Shas is the Shtar Oimer Ligvois Kigomi Dami. And we learned that concept that Beishamai holds, the Shtar Oimer Ligvois Kigomi Dami, that was a sugya that we learned in Masech Saita. The Gemara Masech Saita discusses a case where a woman was identified as a Saita, which, as we learned quite extensively, the halach is that such a woman is supposed to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and she's going to drink the Mayim HaMemorim in the Beis HaMikdash. And when she drinks the Mayim HaMemorim in the Beis HaMikdash, then we know if she's innocent or not innocent. But the Gemara over there teaches us that what's the halacha if she's guilty, of course, she loses her ksuba. What's the halacha if before she had the opportunity to drink, her husband died? So the halacha is, if the husband is no longer alive, she doesn't drink the Mayim HaMa'orim. But now the question is, what will be the status of a ksuba? Is she entitled to get a ksuba? Because we don't know if she's guilty or not. So the Gemara says that certainly according to Beis Shammai, she's entitled to get a ksuba. And the Gemara explained the reason is, Kushtar Ha'oimel Ligvois, the fact that she has the ksuba, that the husband obligated to pay the ksuba if he dies or divorces her, it's as if she already collected it, and therefore she's allowed to get the ksuba. Beis Hillel disagrees. So says the Gemara, this entire concept that we've been learning in our shiur today, that if there's a document, if the loan document has in it a chrayis nechosin, it's an indication that it's a clear indication that as if the money was already collected. That's only if we follow the concept of shtar oimel ligvois kagavi dami, which is only the opinion of Beis Shammai, says Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore we can't rely on it for halacha. Continues the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah also Masech the Shvius, Perek Yud Mishnah Beis teaches us, Hamavas Chaver Mos Alamashtin. If a person put up collateral, and or somebody gives over the obligation that the loiva has to the malva to Bezdin, a mishamtim shmita will not cancel that loan. So explains the Gemara. Bishlam Amoisishtarosul Bezdin, the Tafsle Beidina. It's now Bezdin to whom the money is owed. And as we've explained previously, the Isser in the Shemitah year is said, Lo Yigosh, I'm not allowed to collect something. But that wasn't said to Bezdin. That lav wasn't said to Bezdin, and therefore the halacha is Bezdin could collect the loan. But ask the Gemara, Al Mava of Amashkin, if the loan has a collateral, my tama, why is that loan not cancelled? Amarov, Bishum the Tafaslay. Since the loiva has the mashkin, so that's Malva has the mashkin, that's as if he already got paid. And since he already got paid, the aloch is that there's no issue that the Shemitah should cancel the loan. Amalei Abaya, El Ma'ata, says the Gemara, if that's the case, that if the Malva is holding on to a mashkin, Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. Helveu dor b'chatzera. If the Malva lent money to the Loiva, and the Malva lives in the chotzer lives in the Loiva's apartment, in the Loiva's house, the Tafaslei, so he certainly has something of the Loiva's. Or we're going to say the Loi Mishamet. If that should be no different than a mashkin. Amalei, so Rava said, Shani Mashkin, the Kanalei Medrav Yitzchak. You can't compare the situation, because he says a mashkin has a whole different halachic concept. The Amar of Yitzchak, Menayin Lebal Choyv Shekoin a Mashkin. How do we know that the Bal Choyv, the Malva, who's holding on to collateral, is halachically considered as if he's the owner of that? Shenem Belchot Tiyat Stokah. The Torah teaches us that if a Malva has a mashkin which belongs to the loiva, and it's something that the loiva needs to live, it's clothing that he needs, it's linen that he needs, he has to return it so that the loiva should be able to use it. And the Torah says, when the loiva does do this, he's lechati tztaka. It's considered as if the malva is doing tztaka. Now, obviously, you could only do tztaka with something you own. If it's not yours, if it's not considered the asset of the malva, stock him in ayin. Why is it considered then when the malva gives the mashkin to the loiva that he's doing stocker? Mikan, from here we see the Baal Koyv Shekoin a mashkin. And that's why if he has a mashkin, it's as if the loan already was paid up. Tanan Hossam, says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech the Shvius, Peres Yud Mishnah Ches teaches us. Hamachs a Koyv L'Chaveir B'Shvius. If in the Shemitah year, and again, we go back to what we discussed earlier in the Shir, Machloikas Rishonim, when is this? And according to most Rishonim, means that we're talking about the eighth year. The seventh year has passed, and the Loiva comes, so the Shemitah has certainly canceled that loan. And Hamachs a Koyv L'Chaveir B'Shvius, and somebody goes to return the money that's owed, Tzorach Shiyoim Eloi, the Malva must say to the Loiva, Mishamatani, I'm canceling the loan. Vim Amaloi, and if at that point the Loiva tells the Malva, Afabikain, I still want to pay you back, Yikabli Menu. He could take the money, Shnemez Vadvar Shmita. As long as the Malva says, Mishamatani, and then the Loiva still wants to pay, he did his. Zadvar Shmita, he said that I'm canceling the loan. Amarava, says Rava, V'talalei Adam Ahachi. If the loiva doesn't want to pay it up, and he doesn't say to the malva, Af Bikain, says Rabbah, this is the pshat of Rashi, he should hang him up, he should force him. Esei asks Abaya, the Braisa says, Shinoisaloi, when the loiva pays back to the malva, al yoimaloi, he shouldn't say, Choiv ani noisaloch, I'm giving you my obligation, because there is no obligation. Shvi has canceled the obligation. Al yoimaloi, what must the loiva say? Shalihei, the money really belongs to me. The loan has been canceled. But I'm being a good person, so how could you force him to give it back? Amale, that's exactly what I meant. Talale, we force the loiver to say it ad amehachi until he actually says. So what the Gemara is saying is that according to Rashi, the malva could force the loiver to do this. Says the Gemara, ask the Rosh on Rashi's pshat in this Gemara, if the malva could force the loiver, so then what does Shemitah mean? There's no canceled loan. So the Piskei Rud explains that the loch of Shemitah, the daloch of our Gemara, that you can't force a loiver, the loch of Shemitah, that you can't force a loiver to pay, is only in a case where the loiver never offered to pay. In our Gemara, what happened was the loiver was willing to pay. And just then the malva, doing what was right, said, Meshamet ani. So the Piskei Rud explains that once he said Meshamet ani, he fulfilled the mitzvah. And now he could force him to pay. But the Ritva says he still doesn't understand this pshat. And therefore, he explains, V'tolle adam mehachi, means that the malva, after saying Meshamet ani, can look at the loiva and give him the feeling that even though he said that the loan is canceled, he would appreciate if the malva would offer to pay him as a matana. And Rava teaches us that such behavior is permitted and it's not considered as if you're violating Shemitah. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, if the loiva doesn't get the hint and he goes home thinking that the malva was Michael forgave the loan, the malva is a right to send a friend to the loiver and explain to him that even though he did what he was supposed to do by saying Meshamet ani, he would appreciate getting paid. The Ravid, however, has a different explanation of this Gemara altogether. He says V'talele is referring to the money. Rava doesn't say that we should force the loiver to pay. Rava is saying that even after the loiver says afbikain and offers the money as a gift, the malva should not be too quick in accepting the gift. He should take the gift, but he should take it with hesitation, all to show that he's not anxious to have the loan paid back because of Shemitah. Abba Ba Marsadahu Abba Bamanyumi. Have a masik by Rava Zuzi. Rava, he owed Rava money. I sit in Ali. He brought the money to Rava. B'shvius in the Shemitah year. Amalei, so Rava did as the halacha requires. And he said, Meshamet ani, Sheklinu v'ozol. And he took the money. Asa Abaye v'ashkechad avatzav. Abaye met Rava who was upset. Amalei, amai tzivus mar, why are you upset? Amalei, so he told him, Hachi avamai, so there was the story where I said, Meshamet ani, and the loiva just walked away. Ozel Gabei, so Rabbi went to Abba Bamar, so Amalei, Amtusle Zuzi Lamar, did you bring money to Rava? Amalei in. Amalei, my Amalok, and Abaye asks Abba Bamar, so what did Rava say to you? Amalei, Meshamet ani. Amalei, Amartle, did you tell him Afbikain? So he said, Amalei, Loi, that I didn't say. Amalei, Vimartle, Afbikain, if you would have said that, have a Shaklinu, Minach, then Rava would have taken the money. Hashta Mias, at least now I'm Tinale, go back to Rava, Vaimale, and tell him Afbikain. Ozel, so Abba Bamasa went to Rava, and I'm Tinale, he brought the money to Rava, Amale, and he sent them Afbikain, Shaklinamane. And now Rava took the money. Amma, and Rava said, Lahava be data by Tsuver Banamikara. He didn't have the money, he didn't have the intelligence, the Enora Alocha, from that in the first place. the Chazon Ish had a Talmud, Rav Shlomo Kohn. Rav Shlomo Kohn once had a financial loss, and he was upset. And the Chazon Ish was upset at why his close Talmud is upset about a financial loss. Until the Chazon Ish says, I understand why you're upset, because you learned our Gemara, and our Gemara we see that even Rabbah was upset about a financial loss. Amar Rav Yudah, Rav Nachman, Neman Adam Leimer, a person is allowed to say, Prisbol Hayi Biyadi, I had a Prisbol, V'avad Memeni, and I lost that, and I lost it. My Tama, Kivin the Tekunah Prisbol, says, why did somebody say that? Why could somebody say that? Kivin the Tekunah Prisbol, once Chazal instituted a Prisbol, L'shavik Heter of Ochle Surah, there's no reason that a person shouldn't write a Prisbol. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, that if in this case, when the person can make this claim, does he have to make a shvur to back up the claim that he has a prosbul, or the shvur is not necessary? Says the Gemara, Kiyosla kam made the Rav, when a loiva and malva would come to Rav, Amalei mid the prosbul chav avad, he would ask the malva, did you write a prosbul? He says, Kigoyin said, this is a case of psach pi chala ilamhu, where we, the Bezdin, because of, as we're learning throughout our shurim, want to help that people should continue lending money, so that's why we should institute that question. Tanan says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechet Ketubot says, came b'chayv shemotzi shtar chayv einem a prosbul. If a malva produces a loan document to which there's no prosbul attached, hare elo lo yifru, the doesn't get paid until the malva could prove there was a prosbul. So we see that we just saying that you had a prosbul is inadequate. Answers the Gemara, Tanoi, it's a machlokes tamloim, the Tanya Motzi Shtar Chayv Tzorg Sheimei Prosbol, he has to be able to present the Prosbol, the Chamoimrim, the Chamas say, in a Tzorg, it's not necessary. Our Gemara speaks now, our Mishnah and the Gemara are going to speak about an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani becomes the property of a Jew, and he's Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs Kenoshim, he has obligation in Mitzvahs like women. So says the Mishnah, Eved Shenishba Fadua. If an Eved Kanani belonging to Yisrael was captured, was kidnapped, and then he was ransomed by someone else, Imushum Eved, if he was ransomed, that he should remain an Eved, Yishtabid, he remains an Eved, and the Gemara will explain what that means. Vimushum Ben Chayrim, and if he was ransomed with the intention that he should go free, Lo Yishtabid Ba. He shouldn't, Lo Yishtabid, he doesn't remain an Eved. And if Shimon Gamliel Aymer, Benkach or Benkach, under all circumstances, Yishtabed, he remains an Eved. Ask the Gemara to try to understand this case. V'may iskinen, exactly what is the situation we are referring to? Ilei melefnei yish, that if the original owners did not give up hope on the Eved, so why, when the person ransomed him, l'shem ben cherem, that he should be free, amay lo yishtabed? He's still very much the property of the original owner. Ella says the Gemara la'achayish. It was achayish. So then, why, if he was ransomed with the intention of l'shem eved, amay yishtabed, the owners gave up? Says the Gemara, amabay la'olam l'shifnei yish. What happened in the Mishnah was before yish. L'shem eved, if he was ransomed with the intention that he should remain an eved, yishtabed l'rabba rishon, he has to go back to his original owner. If he was ransomed, the Shem ben Chayrim, lo yishtab loy l'rabba rishon v'loy l'rabba shenei. L'rabba shenei loy, the whole Shem ben Chayrim parkei. He certainly doesn't go to work for the second person, because when he ransomed him with the intention that he should go free. L'rabba rishon nami loy, but he doesn't go back to the original owner, because if somebody, when he ransoms an Eved, knows that the Eved's going to just go back to the original owner, so I'll never be interested in ransoming him. He's ransoming him, so he should be able to go free. Otherwise, he doesn't want to ransom him. Shem Gamaliel disagrees. Benkach or Benkach. Under all circumstances, whatever the intention was, he goes back. Kesover, Rav Shimon Gamaliel's opinion is, Shem Shemitzah Liftaisus Bnei Chayim. There's a mitzvah. The person who ransomed him fulfilled the mitzvah of Pinyan Shvuyim. Kach mitzvah avdus avodim, even though they're going to remain avodim. Rav Amar, Rava has a different way of explaining the Mishnah. Loilam Achiyush. The Mishnah is speaking about a case where the original owners were Miyash. L'shum Eved, if he was ransomed to be an Eved Yishtabel Rabbi Sheni, L'shum Bechayrim, if he was ransomed with the intention to be free, then Lo Yishtabel Loil Rabbi Rishon V'Loil Rabbi Sheni, it doesn't work for either of them. L'Rabbi Sheni Loi, the L'shum Bechayrim Perke, he ransomed him to be a Ben Chayrim. L'Rabbi Rishon Nami Loi, the Lachi Yishava. The Shimon Gamaliel, this according to this version, argues, a Benkach, Yishtabit. He should work for the first owner. Kedachiskia, what is his reasoning? As Chiskia taught us. Damachiskia, Neima Amra Benkach, a Benkach Yishtabit. Why do we say that he always has to go back to the original owner? Shaloi, Yekol Echav Echad, Hailuchamapa Atzal Geisus. If getting kidnapped and ransomed gets the Evid to be free, so the Evid will always create a situation where he'll be, get himself kidnapped. Meisvei, ask the Gemara on Rava, the Brisa says, Amalam Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel said to Chamim, Shem Shemitzel of this is Ben Chayrim, Kach Mitzel of this is Avodim. The same mitzvah opinion Shuim by regular people are by Avodim. Bishlam Adam, by Adam Lefnei Yish. So according to Baya, that says that the machloik is between Rav Shem Gamliel and the Chamim, is where the original owner was a Miyash. So the Chum hold that if he was free, L'shem Bechayrim, he goes out to Chayris, even though the owner was a Miyash, because otherwise the Chum were concerned that people are not going to want to free ransom Avodim. And how did the Chum, and now we understand what Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that we're not concerned about that, because the same mitzvah that there is to free regular Yisraelim, there's a mitzvah to free Avodim. El Rava, but according to Rava, the Amalachi Yush, the Rava says that the situation that the Chumam and Rav Shimon Gamliel are talking about is talking about that after Yush. And we're concerned if we're not going to let him go, we don't send him back. The Evid's going to get himself kidnapped. Haikish shame. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? That just like there's a mitzvah to free Yisraelim, does a mitzvah to free Avodim. That isn't the reason for Rav Shimon Gamaliel's Pesach. The reason for Rav Shimon Gamaliel's Pesach is because of Chizkiya. Amalach, Rav explains. Rav Shimon Gamaliel lo have yidaya my kamre abanan. Rav Shimon Gamaliel wasn't exactly sure what was the opinion of the Chumim. Vach Kamalun, this is what he said to them. Ilifnei Yish Kamrisa, if you're referring to the situation before Yish, Hanukashem. So I say to you, that nobody's going to want to free an Eved, ransom an Eved, if he's going to have to go back to his owner. V'ilach Yish, Kamrisa, and if it was after Yish, the reason I say he goes back to his original owner, the reason he goes back to his original owner is because Chizkiya, because otherwise every Eved's going to get himself kidnapped. It says the Gemara, L'Rav Adam L'Ach Yish, the Rav says that the Mishnah speaking about there was Yish. And when the first and the Rabbi Sheni, and if the person ransomed him on a manasseh that he should be an Eved, he's going to become an Eved to the person who ransomed him. Rabbi Sheni, the man Kanalei, how does he become the owner of this Eved? Who did he buy it from? He didn't buy it from people who are legitimate owners. Says the Gemara, he bought it from the Shaboy, from the kidnappers. Says the Gemara, Shaboy, Kufa, and Mikanalei. But the kidnappers aren't the owners of the Eved that he could sell him. And says the Gemara, the fact that they did a chazakah, the fact that they did this act at Eved, Kanilei Lamaisa Yodav, they become, at least as far as his work is concerned, the owner of the Eved. And that's why when this person ransoms the Eved from those people, it's considered as if he bought the Eved for himself.